Well, not everybody has the opportunity to eat at In-N-Out Burger, but if you do, I bet you know about the secret menu. And the cool thing about today's episode is that I'm going to talk to you about an offering that, for the most part, is on the Microsoft secret menu. It's not that people don't know about it. It's just that it's not widely known. So without further ado, Chris, play the music. Hi, guys, and we're going to talk about a really cool offering that Microsoft has for our services customers. And I've got two people with me today, Daniel Cumner and Jennifer Rodriguez. Guys, say hello.
Hi, Lex. Hi, everyone.
Hi, Daniel. Jennifer, are you there?
I'm here. Hello, everyone.
Awesome. That's awesome. So, guys, tell me a little bit about what you do.
Excellent, Lex. Well, we'd love to. So both Jennifer and I, we work in a group inside Microsoft IT, and our primary function, really, to put it simply, is to showcase what we're doing inside Microsoft IT and have that showcased information available out to our customers so that they can learn maybe not fall into some of the same pitfalls that maybe we've fallen into, learn some of our best practices, some of the great ways that we're using our technology inside here at Microsoft, and just in general, you know, be that showcase of how we're doing things and how we do IT here at Microsoft.
Sorry to interrupt you for just a second, but I want to make sure that people understand that there's a difference between what we do during a workshop and what you guys do, right? So just for everybody out there that's watching this or listening to it, the thing that I want to point out is that, you know, you're probably familiar with the workshops that services offers, and some of the other services, like we'll come out and we'll do a review of your AD infrastructure. What Daniel's talking about here is, you know, we bring you in and you get to see how Microsoft implements the technology in-house, correct?
Absolutely, absolutely. This is not about how we think you should do it. It's not about how the product group has written down from prescriptive guidance that says, you know, this is the best way to install this in XYZ circumstance. This is bringing you in and showing you how we actually did it internally for ourselves at IT. So you get that backstage pass. You get that information on what worked for us, why it worked for us, why we did things a particular way, and really give that that sharing. You know, we consider ourselves, well, we are the IT organization for Microsoft. The people we work with or the people we present to, the people we interact with, are the IT organizations for their organization. So we think we have a really good synergy between those two IT orgs. We can learn from each other. We face a lot of the same pitfalls, the same challenges that those IT organizations do. And we just want to be able to share. We want to share what we do. And actually, we want to learn from them as well. We want to hear how they do things as well.
That's awesome. And you used a term that I think is just kind of nails it, right? And that you said that it's the backstage pass, and it really is. It's the backstage pass to how Microsoft does things.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I hear you guys have a presentation for us.
We do. We have some slide decks that you'll be able to see, and hopefully you can see the first slide right now that is really showing, as I said in the beginning, we work for a slightly larger group. Particularly, I work for the Microsoft IT Institute, and we have some specific offerings. But we actually kick off our wider team, talk about a whole range of offerings that we have. We talk about showcasing what we do in IT, and we do that through white papers, material that we have out there on the web, and we'll certainly give you some links for those later on in the broadcast. But we provide those that documented information for you to be able to again read about what we do at IT, how we've done these things. We actually have a group, it's called our WorkSmart group, who provide prescriptive guidance internally to Microsoft around how do we set up BitLocker, how do we set up Link. If I'm a user and I have my phone, how would I use Link as a user of Microsoft? Well, we actually have that prescriptive guidance available in template form that all of our customers can download, repackage for their organization, and just roll it out. So it really becomes that bundled training, that bundled guidance that not only do we use internally, but our customers can just make a few edits to that and make that available to their staff as well. So again, all about here's how we do it and sharing with our customers about how they could learn from what we've done. And it's actually interesting, on the slide that you're looking at, you'll actually see we've got the library there. The MS Library is actually part of our group as well, and that's it's kind of a surface, perhaps a little bit strange, but one of the things that we recognize is we do things our way in here at Microsoft IT about how we use our technologies and, try to be a reference. But we recognize we're not an island. We want to be able to learn from our customers as well. And we want all of our internal staff to be able to understand how our customers are doing things. So the library actually fits in there and helps us get that reference information from our customer base as well. In particular, though, I know we've got a premier audience here, so they're probably interested a lot more about our Microsoft IT Institute offerings, in particular our best practice experience classes. So we've actually got our next slide that we'll move on to is talking about our best practice experience classes in particular. So we're talking about our best practice experience sessions, and really you should be able to see there our slide talking about what we consider to be a really great opportunity for our customers to come in and spend some time with the subject matter experts inside Microsoft IT who are doing this day in, day out. Now, these are very, very different to perhaps some of the Premier workshops that you may have already experienced. Our Premier workshops are great. We have the opportunity to hear from our support engineers and our Premier field staff telling us how to implement the particular software. But here at the Best Practice Experience from Microsoft IT, we take a slightly different tack on that. As I said, we're trying to give you that information on how we've done this internally at IT, why we did it a particular way, how we convinced, for example, our management that we need to do it a particular way. So we have modules that cover our experience in deployment, our best practices at how we do governance, how we do backup, disaster recovery, all of those types of topics. And in fact, one of the things that you really add some icing on the cake to our deliveries up here in Redmond is we do some campus-related field trips. We give the opportunity for our customers on these classes to go out to our envisioning lab. Sometimes we have access to our Redmond Ridge data center. So we take them through our live data center and really give them that experience of what some of the advances we're making in data center technology. Our envisioning lab gives them some idea, a little bit of a sneak peek into the future, so how we think our technologies are going to be used. And again, we put these in there really to give just that little bit of a difference, a little bit of edge, and a little bit of something that they wouldn't normally get elsewhere. Now that combined with our subject matter experts that come in and talk to them and really have that depth discussion on a peer-to-peer, IT-to-IT conversational level, we think we've really got an offering that customers can really sink their teeth into and get some great value out of.
Wow, that sounds awesome.
No, we think we've got a good thing here. And as you said, it's one of those best-kept secrets. We really want to make sure that it's not a secret anymore and we've got the information out there for people to utilize them. We've got multiple topics. We've got SAP, SharePoint, Cloud, Link, Dynamics CRM, Dynamics AX, and we've actually got more topics in the works. We know people are talking mobility and big data, and they're wanting to know how we handle those topics inside Microsoft IT as well. And so we'll have more topics coming out in the not-too-distant future. SAP is an interesting one there that I do want to call out. Again, this is one of those... I guess, proofs, if you like, that we're not just about telling you about our technology. We're all about telling you how we use the technology here at Microsoft. And we know that a lot of customers are using SAP. We have a large SAP deployment here as well. Obviously, we run it on our SQL backend. We run it on the Microsoft platform. But we wanted to be able to share how a large company like Microsoft uses SAP internally. And it's a great offering and a great option for customers that are using SAP and want to get the most out of it.
That sounds killer. So let me ask you a quick question. What's so far to date, what has been one of your most popular offerings?
We actually have two. Our two most popular offerings are our SharePoint and our Cloud Classes. They're kind of neck and neck at the moment. We're trying to offer a SharePoint and a Cloud Class every month or two. So lots of opportunities for our customers to come up here to Redmond and experience those. The Redmond offering that we have, as I mentioned before, have those campus field trips, but it's probably a good time at the moment to segue into our field offerings. We certainly want to see customers up here in Redmond. We have a great offering for them. We have on our cloud course, as an example, I think we counted 7 or 8 SMEs one day or for one of these courses. So it's not just one person that they get to talk to. They get to talk to multiple subject matter experts throughout the course. But we are actually taking these on the road. We have dates already. We've been to Edina. We've been to Maryland. We're going to New York. We're going to Texas. In fact, maybe even by the time this airs, we'll have already been to those locations. And we've got more coming up. We're in the planning for being up in Canada as well. So we're taking this on the road. You don't get as many subject matter experts on the road because it's hard for us to fit all of them in suitcases. But we do take as many as we can, and we do a slightly shorter version of these out in the field in Microsoft locations near you. Now, these are funded courses. We do accept multiple methods of payment for them. Primarily, for you, our customers, contact your TAM or your Microsoft representative for what the options are there. But we can take Premier hours deducted from your Premier contract. We are able to take a cash and other credit cards and other mechanisms like that. But one of the things that we have got right at the moment, it's available up until September, and we are very much hoping that it is something that we'll be able to offer on a permanent basis, but you can use software assurance training vouchers for these classes as well. So that's a great option for customers who have their premier hours already booked up. And just gives that that potential for another mechanism of getting this great information.
Wow, that sounds awesome. So let me ask you one more question. If I'm a customer and I'm interested in seeing what's available, is there a website I can go to see a list of offerings?
There absolutely is. We'll give you those links when we get to the end of the presentation. As I said, your technical account manager can certainly help you with that. These are actually all listed in, and they're listed in their service delivery planning as well. So if you're talking to your TAM as a customer about what you're going to be using over the next year, these classes and sessions can certainly be included in those service delivery plans. They're listed out just as the other Premier offerings are. So that's a great opportunity to think about what might fit for the coming year and get that planned out as well.
Awesome.
If you're interested in what we have, so a little bit more specifics, we can move on to our next slide. So our next slide just gives a little bit more depth and more detail on the particular sessions and the particular modules that we have in these sessions. Our latest and greatest that we have at the moment coming up is our Link at Microsoft. Really looking forward to our customers experiencing those classes. These are really here to showcase how we do these technologies here at Microsoft. So not only will you get to see how we use the technologies, how we've set them up, how we've deployed them, the architecture that we're using, how we get the appropriate experience and interoperability here at Microsoft, how we've integrated with Enterprise Voice. We flip over to SharePoint. We talk about our governance model. Many customers have challenges with just the sprawl of SharePoint sites that they have. We talk about some of the mechanisms that we have and that we implement internally at Microsoft to try and cut back on that. We talk about our 36 terabytes of data that we have in SharePoint and how we manage that, and in particular how we're moving and have moved that to the cloud, how we're moving our SharePoint infrastructure to the cloud. We've spoken a little bit about SAP. You know, if you've got your basis team that's working with SAP, you'll get to talk to the people that are on our basis team and really understand how we're using, how we're operating, how we're supporting SAP here. And the cloud, what can I say about the cloud at Microsoft Class? It is just, you know, a really great grouping of our subject matter experts, our architects, the people who are really charting that cloud landscape for Microsoft internally. As a large enterprise customer, we know we have many, many cloud offerings, IaaS, so infrastructure as a service, our platform as a service, software as a service, private clouds, public clouds. We really talk about our hybrid cloud methodology at Microsoft, giving us the best of both worlds. How we do that, again, we talk about governance, and then we talk about how we're designing our applications for the cloud, how we choose what applications we're going to move to the cloud, what makes sense to go now as first, how did we convince our organization? Again, we talk about the synergies between our Microsoft IT org and our customers' IT orgs, and we know that they have trouble, you know, sometimes convincing their business units about new technologies. So we talk about the challenges that we've had with that, how we've overcome them, and how we're moving our application base up to our cloud services. So again, just a good, well-rounded opportunity to come and hear about how we're doing all of those technologies here at Microsoft.
Awesome. And I want to stress again to anybody that's listening to this or watching this, that this isn't a class, right? This isn't come sit in a classroom and we will tell you how we think you should implement our technology. This is how we implement our technology. And that's an important thing to stress, I think.
Absolutely. This is not an opportunity for them to come in and sit down with a server in front of them. We're not going to install SharePoint. We're not going to show them how to troubleshoot SharePoint or set up Link and those sorts of things. We're going to give them the opportunity to hear from our subject matter experts. It is classroom style, but it's very, very interactive. These subject matter experts that we put in front of you, their normal day job is not presenting. They're quite good at it. Some of them actually could have a day job presenting, but their day job is out in the back room at Microsoft making these technologies work and making all of these IT technologies work together and deliver that for Microsoft. We wanted to give them the opportunity to come to the forefront, talk to the same people, to their peers who are doing this in our customer companies, and really tell them how we've done that, and really get to have some in-depth conversations with them and discuss how things are working for them, how we solve those problems, and what we're doing. So yeah, a great opportunity to hear from you know, those people that they don't normally get to hear from. We hear a lot of our customers saying, oh, we hear from the sales team and the account managers, and that's all well and good. But you know, we want to hear from people who've actually done this. And you know, this is the perfect opportunity to do that.
Thanks, Daniel. That's awesome.
Excellent. Thanks, Lex. So we've heard about all of the different components that are in our classes, and interestingly enough, one of our up-and-coming most popular modules that we have is actually an IT marketing and communications and readiness module. So I have Jennifer with me, who is from our marketing and communications team, and she's going to just quickly run through what that part of our class is about.
Great. Thank you, Daniel. As Lex introduced me, I am Jennifer Rodriguez, and I am one of Microsoft IT's marketing and communications managers, and I actually happen to represent the Microsoft IT Institute from a marketing perspective, so I'm really excited to be here today on the Taste of Premier, so this is really an exciting opportunity. As Daniel walked us through, he talked a lot about the Microsoft IT Institute offerings, and you also went deep into, you know, a little bit deeper into our best practice experience sessions, and I'm going to take it just a little bit step further and talk about my team's module that we present, and as Daniel mentioned, it is one of the more popular modules. What's kind of interesting, I think, too, is while it's not a technical module, it is one, a foundational module. And I think one of the reasons it's likely to resonate so well with BPE attendees is really has a lot to do with the quote that you see here. And really, this is around, this is an industry quote, that of IT projects that fail, 80% are not because of poor deployment planning, but rather inadequate end user engagement and readiness. And so when you think about, for our particular module, we really focus on how we as a, you know, a marketing communications handle end user readiness and engagement, and how we really take a marketing approach to change management. And so when we think about that, we take a comprehensive approach or comprehensive marketing approach really to effectively market new technology deployments, communicate critical information to our employees through the adoption process, and really drive readiness to get them productive on our new technologies as rapidly as possible. And so what you really see here bulleted below are the kind of the five areas that we would cover in this particular module. And so really the first one being, how do we go about really assessing the impact of the change that's coming? So we, you know, there's a kind of a process or a framework that we go through. Then we talk about really how we go about planning and how we put our strategy together from a marketing and communications perspective to communicate this out to employees. We go into a lot of detail about our communications approach and really what this is about. We actually have an email system, and it's an alert system that we use to really help users be able to distinguish between the different type of changes that are coming. Next, we talk about channel management, and really what channel management is about is really the vehicles that we have to get our message out and to communicate with users. A lot of times these are things such as internal social like Yammer. We have a lot of plasma screens around campus and in various Microsoft locations that we can put signage up. It's using internal newsletters, those types of things. So that's a lot about what we talk about in channel management. And then finally, we cover self-help resources. And there's a couple, two of these that are kind of primary for us. One is we have an internal website for IT information. This is really the go-to resource for employee for all things about IT information we have and alerts and just any information they need to know. And then we also have what we call is, Daniel touched on this, I think at the very beginning of the of our intro, which is our Work Smart guides. And these are really, really helping people get employees just really getting up and going on all of our new technologies. And he talked a little bit about, and it's a lot about productivity guidance. And these are guides that users can go out and just download and read through and can get productive on their own. So what we really hope is after, you know, people going through this module and listening and attending, what we really hope that they kind of find and they kind of experience what we experience or believe what we've experienced, that by taking by really adopting marketing principles within the IT discipline, that you can really accelerate adoption, you can improve employee satisfaction, really grow your IT project portfolio, build your IT brand equity, support revenue generation, drive future product adoption, and then really be a, have it really be a catalyst for business process innovation.
Very cool. And just to add on to that, one of the great things that we can do now at the end of the these classes is point customers to those WorkSmart guides. So not only do they hear about how we use them internally, we can then give them those guides that they can go out and customize.
Yeah, absolutely. And on the next slide, you'll see here we have three resource links. So here, the IT Showcase link that'll take you not only to IT Showcase contents, that's a lot of white papers and other information. It'll also give you links to the Microsoft IT Institute as well as WorkSmart content, but also to go direct. The guides that are available to customers are available via that WorkSmart link. And then, of course, there's a direct link to the Microsoft IT Institute
There certainly is, and I mean, we certainly welcome any questions that that anyone may have. There'll be how to find us links there. There's also, you know, your technical account manager is obviously the great first step for you know, how we can get information on any of the services that we have through through Microsoft IT. And again, I mean, we're here to help you be successful in your IT department. So we want to share and showcase everything that we've got that that may help with that.
That's awesome. Guys, I think this is an awesome offering. I think that it's something that customers have been, you know, kind of asking for a long time. And it's really cool that we now have this available. How long has the group been doing this? I think you guys are 2 years old, 3 years old.
So the Microsoft Institute for these particular best practice experiences classes, we've been running for around 2 years now. The wider team that we work for, the people who have been showcasing Microsoft IT work, we've been around for a long time as a large group. You know, we're wanting to get, again, you know, you talk about the best kept secrets. You know, we really want to get all of the information out there and really help our customers be successful. So, you know, it's a great opportunity, a great time to avail yourself of, you know, any of the offerings and services that we have from within Microsoft IT.
Yep, it's Microsoft animal style.
Absolutely.
Well, Daniel and Jennifer, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lex.
Oh, yeah, it's my pleasure. I think this is awesome. I guess it's happened again, guys. You've wasted a perfectly good half hour. But I want to thank everybody that's watched the show. And that's your Taste of Premiere.